Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
McCollum has it at midcourt, five to shoot. Off the screen, steps around Curry, pump fake, takes the triple, it's up and good again! C.J. McCollum has just been on fire after the first few minutes of the game, hits another three. He's at seven of his last 11 triples.
It's time for Warriors Wrap-Up. We'll bring you into the locker room and hear from Coach Kerr and the players. Highlights from the game, Warriors Wrap-Up starts now.
Yes, it does. Welcome into Warriors Wrap-Up here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy with you after a rough Warriors loss to the Pelicans at Chase Center. 114-109, New Orleans gets the win over the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors led early in this basketball game, but the lead dissipated quickly in the second quarter when the Warriors began to turn the ball over. Pelicans began railing three-pointers. They went off in the second quarter, hitting threes. It seemed like every single Warriors turnover in that second quarter turned into Pelicans threes. It really was a tale of two quarters in the first half, and then the Warriors could not put together a consistent enough effort in the second half to overcome the deficit, and they fall 114-109. Things began great for the Golden State Warriors. In the first quarter, they only committed two turnovers. New Orleans did not score a single point off of those two turnovers, and the Pelicans were only 1-for-8 from downtown in the first quarter. But then the second quarter came around. The Warriors committed 9 turnovers. New Orleans turned those 9 turnovers into 15 points, and New Orleans rarely missed from downtown. 10-for-13 in one single quarter, the Pelicans were in the second quarter. They erased a deficit early. The Warriors were up by as many as 11 in the first half. Then New Orleans went in to the halftime break with a 14-point lead at 62-48. The Warriors would fight back. They'd claw back into the game multiple times in the second half, but every Warrior run was answered by a Pelicans run. C.J. McCollum was great in this game, specifically after the first quarter. He got off to a really poor start shooting the basketball, but he finishes with 28 points. He was 8-for-13 from downtown. Trey Murphy, the third, killed the Warriors from deep. He was 6-for-9 on threes, 8-for-12 from the field, 24 points in total. But the Warriors lost this game specifically in that second quarter when they committed 9 turnovers in the quarter, leading to 15 New Orleans points. The Warriors otherwise were pretty good at taking care of the ball. They committed 16 turnovers this game, which is right around their season average, but 9 of them came in one quarter. That means over quarters 1, 3, and 4. The Warriors only committed 7 quarters. That's That's a little more than two per quarter. You will take that every single night if you are the Warriors. A little more than two turnovers per quarter. But the bugaboo was the second quarter. When the Pelicans put up 45 points, their other outputs in the other three quarters, 17 points in the first. The Warriors' defense was stifling early. 45 in the second for the Pelicans, then 26 in both the third and the fourth. They put up 114 points, which in today's NBA isn't a ton. It's more than the Warriors would like to give up for sure, but it's not an amount that you look at a box score nowadays and say, wow, what an offensive output from New Orleans. The fact that they only got to 114 when scoring 45 points in one quarter goes to show that the Warriors played pretty good basketball the other three quarters. It was just the second quarter that did the Warriors in. You get outscored by 23 points in that second quarter alone. And as a result, you lose a basketball game that if you had won, you would be set up to be the 8 seed. You would be set up to be the 8 seed because as you just heard a little bit ago, if you were listening on 95.7 The Game, the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento fell to the Phoenix Suns tonight by 1 point. What does that mean? It means if the Warriors had won, they would be ahead of the Kings by a full game, although the Kings have the tiebreaker, so anytime you would move back even with them, they would surpass you. But you'd be ahead of them with one game left, and you have the tiebreaker over the Lakers who won in Memphis today, meaning you would stay ahead of them as well. But instead, you lose a game that you desperately wanted to win, and now you have fallen back down to the 10 seed in the Western Conference. An unfortunate turn of events for the Warriors tonight. They lose to the Pelicans 114-109, and all the time we spent, you know, talking about the possibility of this team getting to the 8 and potentially winning the 7-8 game and being the 7th seed entering the postseason and maybe missing the Denver Nuggets. Took a lot of twists and turns tonight because there were crazy scores all around the Western Conference. The Nuggets lost to the Spurs today, which means the Nuggets are now likely not going to be the 1 seed. They still have a path to the 1 seed, but they are the least likely of the three that are currently tied atop the Western Conference going into the final game day on Sunday in the NBA. So there's kind of some adjustment on the fly in terms of what seed these play-in teams might want more than others. There's a chance that the Nuggets, and a pretty good chance, the Nuggets are the 3 seed and play-in teams would miss the Nuggets entirely. If you're the 6 seed, which is looking like where New Orleans will be, although there is still a chance that the Phoenix Suns could be the 6, the 6 seed might get the Denver Nuggets. So it's not all terrible news for the Warriors. In fact, there is a path with what could happen on Sunday where the Warriors play the Kings in the 9-10 game. And all things considered, after the Warriors really disappointed, I think, themselves tonight, you will ultimately take that result, although it will be most likely in the 9-10 game. I should say off the jump, there is still a possibility that the Warriors can be the 8, and that is left open because the Sacramento Kings lost tonight in Sacramento. Let's run through the standings here, and first of all, welcome into Warriors Wrap-Up. It's Mark Randy with you on 95.7 The Game. I want to hear from you guys all night because this was a rough Warriors loss. The number to call is 888-957-9570. That's also the Xfinity mobile text line. I see the 510, the 925 already chiming in, 888-957-9570. Also, I'm keeping an eye on our YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union. You can visit the chat, youtube.com/957thegame. A ton of people in the YouTube chat keeping it busy as always. Again, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Okay, so right now as we stand, with one game day left in the NBA regular season, every team in the league will play on Sunday. No teams are playing tomorrow. Everyone plays on Sunday. The Lakers are alone right now as the 8th seed. They're 46-35. The Kings are the 9 seed at 45-36. The Warriors are the 10 seed with the same record as the Kings at 45-36. The reason the Kings are the 9 and the Warriors are the 10, even though they have the same record, is because the Kings have the tiebreaker over the Golden State Warriors. The Lakers are the 8. a game ahead of both the Kings and the Warriors, who are currently sitting 9-10 respectively. The Lakers are in New Orleans on Sunday. The Kings are at home against Portland, and the Warriors are at home against Utah. The path for the Warriors to the 8th seed, crazily enough, it's still alive. It would take a Lakers loss in New Orleans. It would take a Sacramento loss to Portland. And it would take a Warriors win over Utah. That is how it gets done. Two of those are relatively likely outcomes. New Orleans still has a ton to play for. If you're the Pelicans, you are still trying to avoid the play-in. Although, as we talked about earlier, if you are the six, there's a pretty decent chance your first-round matchup would be the Denver Nuggets. I don't think New Orleans wants to mess or tempt fate at all and try to lose that game in order to potentially avoid the Nuggets and then go into the play-in. That seems very counterproductive and counterintuitive. So I would imagine New Orleans still has plenty to play for. So they will try to beat the Los Angeles Lakers on Sunday. At least that is what I would expect. So that result could certainly happen. New Orleans at home, potentially with Brandon Ingram back. And the Lakers could lose that game. They could. They will desperately want to win that game as well because the Warriors gifted them the opportunity now to be the 8th seed. Well, the Lakers and the Kings did that. So that result is possible. Certainly possible. The Warriors beating the Utah Jazz is also certainly possible and should be the heavy favorite to happen. Even though Steve Kerr did say post-game, and we are going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up in just a little bit here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game, the Warriors beating Utah still seems very likely, even though the Warriors are likely going to rest a number of their key players. Steve Kerr saying post-game that now that it seems very, very likely the Warriors are locked in the 9-10 side of the play-in, there's no use. It's not worth the risk. That's a better way to put it. It's not worth driving up some more exhaustion or fatigue to a number of your veteran key players in order to hold on to a very, very, very slim chance that you could get up to the 8th spot in the play-in tournament. The reason why it's so slim, again, it's not because of what might happen in New Orleans for the Lakers or what might happen here at Chase Center for the Warriors. It's what is likely going to happen in Sacramento on Sunday when the Portland Trail Blazers are in town. Sacramento will be a heavy favorite. I would imagine a double-digit favorite over the Blazers on Sunday. That means if the Kings hold serve and they win on Sunday in Portland or in Sacramento versus Portland, the Warriors have absolutely no chance to leapfrog the Sacramento Kings. The best thing they could hope for at that point, if the Kings win, is for the Lakers to lose, and then the Warriors would leapfrog the Lakers, the Kings would finish 8, the Warriors would finish 9, and the Lakers would finish 10. This, of course, is assuming a Warrior win over the Utah Jazz as well. There's so many ways this can play out, but if I'm being honest, and we're going to break down what went wrong in this game, and I know you guys want to talk about Stephen Curry and his turnovers tonight. He committed 7. 4 of them came in that disastrous second quarter. And they were a lot of head-scratching plays and decisions for Steph Curry. We can talk about all that coming up in just a little bit. And I know I see some chatting right now going on the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union about Moses Moody and TJD and rotation decisions and minutes and all of this. We're going to get to all of it. If I am just for a second trying to find the bright side for the Golden State Warriors, even though it's very likely that the Warriors will be stuck in the 9-10 portion of the play-in game, there is a very likely scenario where the Warriors do not have to play the Lakers in that 9-10 game. There's a very likely scenario that the Warriors would play the Sacramento Kings. And if you were to ask me, or any Warrior fan for that matter, like 2 weeks ago, would you take being the 10 seed with the Kings as the 9? You would have accepted that in a heartbeat. I think most of us can agree that the Warriors match up better against the Kings as they do against the Lakers. And the way that would happen, Warriors-Kings 9-10 game, is if the Lakers beat the Pelicans in New Orleans on Sunday. If the Lakers win on Sunday, The Kings and Warriors are locked into the 9-10 game. There are some shuffling that could happen between those two teams. If the Kings win against Portland, they would host that game. If the Kings lose against Portland and the Warriors beat Utah, they would host that game. But if the Lakers win in New Orleans on Sunday, the Warriors and Kings will play in the 9-10 game somewhere in Northern California. It's just a matter of where. So as awkward as it might seem, maybe Warrior fans should be Laker fans on Sunday, if you do believe that the Kings would make for a better opponent for the Warriors than the Lakers would. Okay. Do you follow me? Does that make any sense? There is still a decent outcome possible for the Warriors. It is really difficult to see through all of the madness that was tonight on the Chase Center hardwood, but there is still a possible decent outcome for the Warriors. There's one possible outcome for the Warriors to get to the 8 seed. It's a loss for the Lakers, a loss for the Kings, and a win for the Warriors. There's two outcomes for the Warriors to get to the 9 seed. A win for the Lakers, a loss for the Kings, and a win for the Warriors. The other outcome for the 9 is a loss for the Lakers, a win for the Kings, and a win for the Warriors. So essentially, the only way the Warriors get to the 9 and host the 9-10 game is the Warriors win and one of the Lakers or Kings lose. That would push the Warriors up to the 9. And then there's a number of different ways the Warriors can get to the 10. It is the most likely scenario now because no matter what happens, there's a real possibility that all three teams win. And if that happens, the Warriors are still the 10. 10 is most likely. 9th is next most likely. And 8th. Seems very, very unlikely, and the Warriors, I think, have put that out of their mind at this stage. But there is still a possibility the Warriors are either the 9 and the 10, and they play Sacramento in the first play-in game. And if we're trying to base our opinions in, I don't know, not dreamland, but in reality, because the Kings losing to the Blazers seems like dreamland to me, which means the 8 is just about impossible. If we're basing our conversation in reality, the best possible outcome for the Warriors is a Lakers win on Sunday in New Orleans, which would guarantee Warriors-Kings in the 9-10 game. That seems like what Warrior fans should realistically be hoping for at this point. And it's because of what happened tonight. The Warriors fall to the Pelicans 114-109. That is the final score. It was an ugly second quarter when the Pelicans outscored the Golden State Warriors 45-22. In that second quarter, they went crazy from downtown, 10 for 13 from three-point range. And there was just a number of missed assignments defensively, really all game, I guess, beyond the first quarter. Second quarter, third quarter, and fourth quarter, but specifically in the second quarter, missed assignments all over the place for the Warriors. I mean, how many times was Trey Murphy III just wide open from downtown? He finished 6-for-9 from three-point range, and we're looking at now over a relatively large sample size. Trey Murphy III is one of the best shooters from downtown in the league. One of the best. He's up there with a number of big-time shooters in the NBA, and the Warriors left him open time and time and time again. CJ McCollum, a number of his threes were really hard-earned, nice dribble moves, step back, sidestep threes, and all of that, so you got to give McCollum credit, although there was a couple of moments where the Warriors lost him, but mostly they lost Trey Murphy III, and the Warriors just simply defensive breakdowns all over the place, and I get some of it as a result of your turnovers. You turn the ball over, and as a result, you're not able to get your defense set. The Pelicans pick you apart that way. And they win 114-109 thanks to that 45-22 second quarter edge where the Pelicans just exploded. They scored 17 points in the first and 45 in the second. All right, we got to take a quick break here on Warriors Wrap Up. Plenty more to get into. All the postseason possibilities, the permutations, we have those for you. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr. We got to talk about Steph Curry and his turnovers and a whole lot more. And we want to hear from you guys. 888 888- 957-957-0. Line them up. We're coming to your calls on the other side. Did Steph Curry look fatigued to you? And what should the Warriors do about it moving forward? Well, they're likely going to rest him on Sunday, no matter what happens around the association the rest of Sunday. All right, time for a break. It's Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. We're back.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With more right after this here on 95.7 The Game.
1 minute to go. Warriors down by six. Curry, double clutch three. Got it! Rolled it down! Wow. He's having the best clutch season of anybody in the league. Makes it 112-109. Curry with 33, 7 of 11 from distance.
Now back to Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back. It's Mark Randy with you deep in the bowels of Chase Center after a Warriors loss to the Pelicans 114-109. We want to hear from you guys here on Warriors Wrap-Up. 888-957-9570. Game number 81 was like so many before. Ends in a frustrating defeat at Chase Center. The Warriors are now 20-20 at home this season. That's wild, considering what their record is away from home. Away from home, the Warriors are 25-16. At home, they're 20-20. It makes no sense. Maybe the good news, and I've seen a lot of this on both the Xfinity mobile text line, 888-957-9570, and the YouTube chat, youtube.com/957, the game powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Maybe the good news is, with tonight's loss, it might send the Warriors on the road for a play-in game or two. And as a result, maybe the Warriors have a better chance of winning, because for whatever reason, they struggle at Chase Center this year. It goes beyond any sort of logic. And I know there's a lot of Warrior fans out there who believe, and for good reason, I think it is pretty accurate, that the Chase Center crowd isn't nearly as daunting for opponents as the Oracle Arena crowd once was. But still, you're at home. It almost doesn't matter what the crowd is. Just the comfort of being in your own building, being able to sleep in your own bed, go home and see your family, see your dog if you're Clay. You get to see Rocco every night. Like, that should be enough to make you a better team at home than on the road. Oddly enough, the Pelicans are also an incredible team on the road. We're talking about how the Warriors are such a good road team and how rare it is for a team that is over 500 to be over 500 on the road and under 500 at home. Neither of these teams are currently that. The Warriors are teetering. They're 20-20. The Pelicans now, with their win tonight, are 28-14 on the road. 28-14 on the road. They're 21-19 at home. So that is quite the difference. Quite the difference if you are the New Orleans Pelicans, just like the Golden State Warriors. They're just a little bit better at both home and on the road than the Warriors are. But kind of surprising. Both these teams have had similar seasons where they're really, really, really good on the road and average, if not slightly below average, at home. Because, I mean, if you're a 500 team at home, generally speaking, that means you're going to be one of the worst teams in the NBA. I've done this exercise a number of times. We are now 81 game days through the regular season, one game day left on Sunday when every team plays. The Warriors have 20 home wins. The only teams in the Western Conference with fewer home wins than the Golden State Warriors: the Memphis Grizzlies with 9, the San Antonio Spurs, and the Portland Trail Blazers each with 11. Those teams are the three worst teams by a relatively wide margin in the Western Conference, and they are the only teams in the West the Warriors are better than at home this year. The Utah Jazz have 21 wins at home. They have played all of their home games. The Warriors still have one left. So with a win on Sunday, the Warriors could match Utah at 21-20 at home. But still, the only teams in the West the Warriors are better than at home this year: the Grizzlies, the Spurs, the Blazers. Generally speaking, you're a 500 team at home, you are a bad basketball team. The Warriors have found a way to make that statement false for them. They're 9 games over 500 on the road. 25-16, and they're 500 at home, and they're fighting for, they have a play-in spot, but they're fighting for their lives every single game that they play now, with the exception of Sunday, because it seems like the Warriors are going to rest and get ready for the play-in tournament, because what they can gain at this stage isn't worth the risk of, you know, a little more fatigue, a little more exhaustion, a little more tiredness to their veteran key players. 888-957-9570. Mark Randy with you on Warriors wrap up after a Warriors loss against the Pelicans, 114-109. This game turned in the second quarter when the Pelicans outscored the Golden State Warriors 45-22. The Warriors led by 9 after 1. They built an 11-point lead, and then the Pelicans just could not miss from downtown. In the second quarter alone, they make 10 three-pointers. They go 10-13 in the entire game. New Orleans, they make 20 threes. They go 20-38 from downtown. Considering that they started 1-8, the fact that they shot over 50% from deep after starting 1-8 is absolutely wild. They were 1-8. They finished 20-38. So the quick math in my head, what? They finished 19 for their final 30 from downtown. 19 makes, 11 misses from deep over quarters 2, 3, and 4. That is ridiculous shooting. And some of it is just ridiculous shot making. CJ McCollum, how many did he make? Where he sidestep, step back, 3, over Chris Paul, over Steph, over Clay, over whoever it was. He was awesome in this game, especially after the first quarter. CJ McCollum finished 10-21 from the field. In the first quarter, he was 1-6 from the field. So after quarter 1, he goes, what, 9-15 from the field, does CJ McCollum. He was 0-1 from deep in the first, so that means he was 8-12 in the final three quarters from downtown. Some of it was just awesome shot making, and I had a couple of people on the Xfinity mobile text line, 888-957-9570, disagreeing with what I said before the break. Warriors at times would leave shooters open, including Trey Murphy III. The 925 saying, well, he was making ridiculously deep shots. I wouldn't say they were wide open. I hear you, 925, but if you're the Golden State Warriors, you got to KYP, know your personnel. And it seemed to me like the Warriors didn't quite know their personnel tonight. I talked about it on Warriors Live earlier before the game. Trey Murphy III, since March 1st, is ranked 6th in three-point percentage, minimum 8 three-pointers attempts per game, shooting 40.1% from downtown. This is a legitimate sniper in the NBA, and a legitimate sniper who puts up a lot of attempts. 8 or more three-pointer attempts per game since March 1st, Trey Murphy has the 6th best percentage from downtown, shooting over 40% from deep. You know he's going to shoot. You got to get up on him. I don't care how deep he is. You know who he is. If you were listening earlier today on 95.7 The Game, Antonio Daniels, a former NBA player, hosts a radio show on Sirius XM NBA Radio, and is the television color analyst for the Pelicans. He said Trey Murphy is in the Steph Curry and Klay Thompson stratosphere in terms of ability to make deep three-point shots. And I want to make sure I say he's not saying that Trey Murphy is as good of a shooter as Stephen Clay. That would be preposterous. This is a third-year guy out of Virginia. But in terms of ability to make deep threes, Trey Murphy is up there. He's an awesome shooter. And the Warriors let him get free too often. And as a result, it cost them this game. Now, some of it, again, was turnovers. And when you commit live ball turnovers, it kind of scrambles your defense. But it didn't seem to me like the Warriors were all too aware with what Trey Murphy III can do. And the 408 chiming in on the Xfinity mobile text line, 888-957-9570. He says, if a team gets hot, you have to run them off the line, not just simply hope they cool off. You're exactly right, 480. If they are killing you from downtown, you gotta get out to them. You gotta make them do something different. If you see Trey Murphy out on the perimeter catching a skip pass, you gotta close out hard. I know it's not you don't have a good decision necessarily if you're trying to close out. Maybe he gives you the pump fake and drives by you. But guess what? That's better than letting him shoot another three when all he's doing is making them. One thing that stood out to me for the Warriors defensively in this game, it's KYP. Know your personnel. I don't think the Warriors necessarily knew their personnel tonight. Or if they did, it just felt like they were a little bit lazy getting out to shooters at times. It's not every single one of them. The Pelicans in this game made 23s again. By the way, the first time in Pelicans franchise history they've made 23s in consecutive games. They also made it rain in Sacramento last night. Some of it was just awesome shot making, and credit New Orleans for that. CJ McCollum was fantastic. I mean, how many dagger threes did he make, including a really, really big one in the final minute of the fourth quarter that made it a two-possession game? That was a big shot, and he made a lot of them like that. And that wasn't necessarily bad defense from the Warriors. It ultimately was a wide-open shot from CJ McCollum, but he got it off of good ball movement, a drive and a kick, and a pump fake, and then a sidestep three. Good offense, and a good shot by the Pelicans. But far too many of those 20 made threes for New Orleans were off of open looks that the Warriors just felt like they were a little bit late getting to, rotating to, and it cost them. They gave up 45 points in the second quarter. That's unacceptable. I don't care if the Pelicans are making every single shot they take, no matter if it's a good shot or not. You give up 45 points in a quarter, you're obviously not doing something right. And to the Warriors' credit, three of the four quarters, they were perfectly fine defensively in this game. Really, 17 points allowed in the first, 26 in the third, 26 in the fourth. You gave up 45 points in the second quarter. You got outscored by 23 in the second quarter in a game in which you lost by 5. That means you won quarter 1, quarter 3, and quarter 4 by what? 18 points? Am I doing that math correctly? 23 and 5? Yeah, 18 points. You won quarter 1, 3, and 4 by 18 points. The second quarter was disastrous, and as a result, you lost this basketball game. It felt like in the second quarter, it felt like Steph Curry was a little bit exhausted and tired. He played 36 minutes last night in Portland, returns home, and he plays 32 minutes and 24 seconds. Oddly enough, he was at his best in the fourth quarter. He was not a no-show. That's not fair to Stephen Curry in the first three quarters, but he had 17 points in 24 and a half minutes through three quarters, 6 of 15 from downtown, 3 of 7, or 6 of 15 from the field, 3 of 7 from downtown. He was a minus 6 through three quarters, but the big one for Stephen Curry was 5 turnovers through three quarters, and 4 of them came in that second quarter that fueled the Pelicans' run. And it's one thing if it's a moving screen or you dribble the ball off your foot or whatever. A dead ball turnover. Not great, but you can live with them. So many of the Warriors' turnovers tonight, and specifically in that second quarter, were just bad decisions, terrible passes, that lead to Pelicans buckets the other way. The Pelicans in this game, The Pelicans in this game scored 25 points off 16 Warriors turnovers. 25 points off 16 Warriors turnovers, and the vast majority of them came in the second quarter. 8 Warriors turnovers in the second quarter, 15 points off those turnovers for the Pelicans. Now, Steph Curry turned it around in the fourth quarter. Oddly enough, amazingly enough, considering what it looked like through the vast majority of the game, Steph Curry was awesome in the fourth. 16 points, 6 of 8 from downtown, 6 of 8 from the field, 4 of 6 from downtown. Did commit a couple more turnovers to get up to 7 on the night. But he was the reason the Warriors even had a chance in the fourth quarter. He had a lean-in three-point attempt from straight on that would have tied the game in the final minute. He missed it. Then the Pelicans make a couple of free throws, and the game is over. But Steph Curry willed the Warriors back into the game in the fourth quarter, but it was too little too late. They could not overcome their big deficit as a result of what happened in that second quarter. All right, back out to the phones we go. 888-957-9570. Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up. Up first is Al in Alameda. Al, what's up? You're on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game.
Yes, hi, good evening. My take here, I think when Curry is not going, the team is not going. His body language, I was watching him, he's not really moving around there. Plus, his turnover really, really, really the one that set the tone for the New Orleans. And he just didn't have it. They should just set him down or didn't even play. Put him on the bench tonight, let him rest. Playing last night, I think he's all fatigued. And also, like I said, turnovers, and the other players are doing the same thing. We're just not in there. We were good in first quarter for a while there. We were up, and suddenly we just gave up on defense. And not only that, I think we were getting intimidated by C.J. McCollum with Klay Thompson there. I was watching those two. It's like one of those things like, I'm better than you or you're better than me. But the bottom line, we got too many turnovers. That's not going to happen. If you want to win, you cannot have those turnovers. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. The turnovers were terrible. It's crazy because as a game, the Warriors' turnovers were not all that bad. Again, in total, in this game, they committed 16 turnovers. I think if you were to ask Steve Kerr on any given night, 16 turnovers, you're not terribly happy about it, but the Warriors have had games where they've committed 20-plus turnovers a night. Now, they were the bad kind of turnovers that led to 25 New Orleans points, but you commit 16 in a single game, it's not the end of the world. The Warriors can win basketball games when you commit 16 turnovers. I'm not saying 16 is a good amount. It's not. But when you consider that 9 of them came in the second quarter alone, and I guess the official tally is 8, it did say 9 earlier, they took one away. 8 turnovers for the Warriors in the second quarter led to 15 New Orleans points. It's hard to come back from that. And Al, I think you're right. I don't think Steph Curry is going to play on Sunday. He did not play last Sunday against the Jazz. The Jazz are again in town on Sunday. I would not expect Steph Curry to play. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson might not play. Who knows? We're going to see. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up in just a little bit, but I know he talked about resting players on Sunday because it seems like the Warriors are destined for the 9-10 area of the play-in tournament. And the Warriors right now are going to prepare themselves for that, prepare themselves for trying to win two do-or-die Game 7-style basketball games. And the way that you prepare yourself for doing that is making sure your key players, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, are physically ready as they can be. And you do that by not pushing them in a game that might turn out to be, and likely will turn out to be, relatively meaningless. There is a possibility. Lakers lose to New Orleans in New Orleans. Kings lose at home to Portland. In that outcome, a Warriors win would put them up to the 8th seed. And that's a big possible jump. but it would take a very unlikely Portland win in Sacramento to do that. Not impossible, but relatively unlikely. And considering the Warriors' success on the road and lack of success at home, at least comparatively speaking, I would imagine the Warriors aren't viewing a leap from 10 to 9 as that valuable, and as a result, not worth that much of a risk in terms of playing your veteran pieces that have already been showing signs of a little bit of fatigue, and those signs were very evident tonight. So I think some rest is coming up for the Warriors on Sunday as they resign themselves to the likelihood that they will not be the 8th seed. It's not impossible, but it is relatively unlikely at this point. All right, back out to the phone lines we go. 888-957-9570. Up next is Mark in Millbrae. What's up, Mark? You're on Warriors Wrap Up with Mark Grandy here on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
What's up, man? Disappointing. A lot of Warriors fans thought this was a winnable game. I didn't have a good feeling on this game because, you know, let's face it, the Warriors have struggled all year at home, and it came back to bite them. When you're sloppy with the ball like they were against a really excellent Pelicans team who's playing great basketball, and you're going to fight uphill. And I know the final score makes it look like the closer it was because Curry's greatness there at the end, but still, just too many defensive breakdowns. McCollum was just killing them all game, hitting clutch shots. Murphy and Zion was doing his thing. Scoring around the rim. It's just the Warriors, sloppiness matched with their defensive breakdowns, just really costing this game, and they have nobody to blame but themselves. You had everything in front of you. You win this game tonight, you're most likely going to end up in the 8th seed, maybe the 7th, if Phoenix doesn't win out. And now at this point, you're probably going to be locked into the 10th seed, 9 at best, because Sacramento gagged one away tonight. So the Warriors really, when I look back at the season, man, if you would have told me before the year that the Warriors would be one of the worst home teams in the league, I would have never believed you among any of the contenders. To have 20 losses at home was unheard of. And to when you look back and look at their record on the road, they had 25 wins on the road, just outstanding. 16-4 in their last 20 games, and still it's all for nothing because you're going to end up in the 9-10 seed because they couldn't handle their business at home all season like tonight. Games where they just screw around. You fight uphill, you go on a late run and rally to make it close, and it's just not good enough. And I don't know, man, it's just incredibly disappointing, man. This has been their definition at Chase Center all year, and came back to bite them again. So we'll see. Now Sunday, they'll take care of business, and barring some miracle, we're just going to get ready to beat the 10th seed and probably going to be Sacramento or the Lakers, barring some if they choke away the last win of the season. So, hey, rest up the veterans, man, and get ready for the play-in because that's where you're pretty much relegated to at this point. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mark. A lot of good points there. I will say I don't think the Lakers losing in New Orleans is that crazy of an outcome. Excuse me. And if that happens, the Warriors could very well climb up to the 9. If the Lakers lose in New Orleans and the Kings win, the Kings would be the 8, and then assuming the Warriors beat Utah, the Warriors would be the 9, the Lakers would fall to the 10. The Warriors in that scenario would host the Lakers in the 9-10 game. I don't know how you feel about that, considering it is the Lakers and considering it is at Chase Center, which, oddly enough, the Warriors are nowhere near as good at Chase Center as they are on the road. But New Orleans still has a lot to play for because as you look at the standings above these 8, 9, 10 teams in the Western Conference, the Pelicans right now are 49-32. The Suns are 48-33. The Pelicans are a game up on the Suns with one game left. However, the Suns have the tiebreaker. So if the two teams finish tied with the same record, what that means is if the Suns win and the Pelicans lose, the teams would finish with the same record and the Suns would win the tiebreaker and they would be ahead and they would finish 6th and they would push the Pelicans into the 7th spot back into the play-in. I would imagine the Pelicans want to avoid the play-in even though being the 6th likely means you have the Denver Nuggets because if You were so locked up in what happened here in Golden State and what happened in Sacramento. First of all, I don't blame you. If you're a Warrior fan, those were the two most pertinent games. But some crazy stuff happened around the rest of the league tonight. The San Antonio Spurs upset the Denver Nuggets. Victor Wembanyama beat Nikola Jokic, and now Oklahoma City, Minnesota, and Denver are all tied with the best record in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City has the tiebreaker over both Minnesota and Denver, and it's very likely OKC is going to be the one, and the only way Denver is the one is if they win and OKC and Minnesota both lose. Unlikely. So we'll see how it all works out. Now, Oklahoma City does have Dallas. That's not an easy game. And Minnesota does have Phoenix. That's also not an easy game. So Denver could still very well be the one. But you're looking at a possibility of the Denver Nuggets being the 3 seed. Now, that possibility is not enough for the Pelicans to say we would rather be the 7 and be in the play-in game than be the 3 or be the 6 and take on the 3, potentially the Nuggets. So just a long way of saying I think the Pelicans, and I think they would be dumb not to, they're going to push really hard to try to win that game on Sunday against the Lakers. All that means is it's very possible the Lakers could lose that game. And we just saw firsthand tonight how good this Pelicans team is. And they were playing without one of their best players. They were without, again, their starting small forward in Brandon Ingram. And he's reportedly going to come back on Sunday. Now, he's missed 12 games. We'll see how he is if he does indeed return. But there is a realistic chance the Lakers do lose on Sunday in New Orleans. Now, relatively unrealistic that the Kings would lose on Sunday at home against Portland. But it still might be worth the Warriors' while to win against Utah, because if the Lakers do lose, you would at the very least get to host the Lakers in the 9-10 game. If the Lakers win in New Orleans, the Warriors are locked out of the 8 spot, and they would host or go to Sacramento. They would either host the Kings or go to Sacramento in the 9-10 game. That might be the Warriors' best realistic option if you feel like the Lakers are simply a worse matchup for the Warriors than the Kings are. And that's relatively likely as well. If the Lakers win on Sunday in New Orleans, no matter what else happens, it will be Kings-Warriors in the 9-10 game. The only question is where that game would take place. If the Kings win, in addition to the Lakers win, no matter what the Warriors do, that 9-10 game would be in Sacramento. If the Kings happen to lose to Portland and the Lakers still win, and then the Warriors beat Utah, the Warriors would host Sacramento. But again, that seems unlikely because the Trailblazers will not care nearly as much about that game as the Kings will, because the Kings still very easily could be the 8. If the Lakers lose in New Orleans and then the Kings beat the Trailblazers, the Kings would be the 8. So still a ton of movement that is possible, but unfortunately for the Warriors, the most likely scenario for them, in my opinion, it's probably still the 10, but ultimately it comes down to how you determine the Lakers-New Orleans matchup is going to go. I suppose it's more of a coin flip, Lakers and New Orleans, which means the Warriors, you would likely assume it's going to be a win against Utah, even if the Warriors do rest all their key players. And as a result, then, you know, maybe it's a coin flip between the Warriors being the 9 and the 10, but the 8 is not totally out of the picture, because the Kings did find a way to lose tonight. The Kings are really reeling, by the way, which really emphasizes, I think, how important it would be for the Warriors to get the Kings in a 9-10 game if you possibly could, which would mean the Warriors should be rooting for the Lakers to win on Sunday, as awkward as that does seem. But it's a lot of what-ifs at this point. It'll become a lot more clear, obviously, as Sunday comes around and you get injury reports and you find out maybe who's pushing themselves and who isn't. We're going to hear from Steve Kerr coming up in just a little bit. We'll see if he is eager to push his team to a win on Sunday. That's coming up in just a second. But first, I want to remind you that you are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It's Mark Randy with you on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. That's the number to call. It's also the Xfinity mobile text line. And as always, I'm keeping an eye on the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union, youtube.com/957thegame. Let's hear from head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steve Kerr. Coach Kerr addressed the media postgame after the Warriors' 114-109 loss to the New Orleans Pelicans. It has not locked the Warriors into any spot in the play-in tournament. 8, 9, and 10 is still all possible. However, I would maybe wager it's like a 90% chance the Warriors are either the 9 or the 10, and maybe a 10% chance they're the 8. It's unlikely. Unlikely, because in order for the Warriors to be the 8, they need the Lakers to lose in New Orleans, and then they need Sacramento to lose to Portland. And the big one there is the Sacramento-Portland game. It seems unlikely that Sacramento would lose, although, again, they are really, really reeling right now. You never know what might happen. Maybe I'm not giving Portland enough credit. Maybe the odds are more like 20% chance you're the 8 and 80% chance you're either the 9 or the 10. Whatever number you do fall on and you determine, 8 is the big underdog. Very unlikely at this point. 9 or 10 is definitely way more likely than the 8 for the Golden State Warriors. Okay, so here's Steve Kerr addressing the media postgame. Warriors fall to the Pelicans, and it seems like they are destined for the 9-10 game in the postseason, in the play-in. Here is Warriors head.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Coach Steve Kerr.
Turnovers killed us. You know, we had really good control of the game in the first quarter, held them to 17. Our defense was great. And then we just started turning it over. I thought Alvarado came in, put a lot of pressure on the ball, and we couldn't execute offensively. And I think they scored 15 points off our turnovers in that quarter alone. So that's where the game flipped for sure.
They were 20 of 38 from 3-point. Did you think just have breakdowns there? What was going on with their tough shots that they were making?
Tough shots. I thought our half court defense was great tonight, and I thought our guys were flying out at shooters. Give them credit. They made some really tough shots. I mean, Trey Murphy made a couple of 30-footers with a hand in his face, high arcing shots. This is the modern NBA, you know. We made 26 threes in L.A. the other day. They made 20 tonight. If a team gets hot from three, it's really hard to win the game. So, you know, they made seven more threes than us. But it was the turnovers that led to transition that got them going. And that's, you could see that's where they started to pick up their confidence.
I know you don't know all the permutations, but could you be resting some guys on Sunday?
Oh, hell yeah.
Does it matter 9-10 at this point? Well, how much does that matter?
I mean, you prefer to stay at home, but if you look at what we're facing, it's a gauntlet, right? And you got to play two play-in games, and if you can win those two, then you got to, you know, game one 48 hours after that. So I'm much more interested in our ability to be ready for next week. But we've got to wait and see how everything shakes out.
All right, there's Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. After the game tonight, the Warriors fall to the Pelicans 114 to 109. And there you heard the question from Tim Kawakami of The Athletic, and then the answer from Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. The question was that you feel like you might be resting players coming up on Sunday, and Steve Kerr didn't even let Tim finish the question. He said, oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah, because what the Warriors are facing, as Steve Kerr said, is pretty daunting. Again, the most likely scenario is the Warriors are the 9 or the 10, which means you have to win two do-or-die games just to get into the playoffs. And then who knows who you might get. You still could end up with the Nuggets, potentially. The other thing about being the 9 or the 10 in the play-in, if you do make the postseason, you are guaranteed the 8 seed because the winner of the 7-8 game occupies the 7. And then the 9-10, the only possible playoff seed you could be as the 9-10 in the play-in is the 8 seed. So you might get, you would get the number one overall seed. Now that is at this point relatively unlikely that it's going to be the Nuggets. It's possible, but relatively unlikely because the Nuggets dropped kind of a surprising game tonight to the San Antonio Spurs. But the point still stands, no matter who your first round opponent is, just to get to that first-round opponent, you have to win two do-or-die postseason games. Essentially, two game sevens. And for the Warriors, considering the veteran group that they are, it is relatively unlikely that they're going to be able to do that if they go into the play-in a little bit fatigued. And the play-in tournament begins on Tuesday. That's the 7-8 games in both conferences. Then on Wednesday, the 9-10 games happen in both conferences. So the Warriors play Sunday. You'd have Monday off. You have Tuesday off. Then you play on Wednesday, assuming that they are in the 9-10 game. If you win that, you advance to the next round of the play-in tournament, and you would play on Friday. And then the postseason would begin for you on Sunday. So this is a gauntlet. And the Warriors have an opportunity now to get their guys some rest and prepare and get ready for the gauntlet. So it's yet to be seen. I'll just put it this way. I would be shocked if the Warriors play everybody, have everybody available on Sunday. I would expect at least one, two, a couple, a few Warriors to be unavailable and to be held out of Sunday's game for a couple of reasons. Again, it's important to get rest. But two, the Warriors feel like they can probably beat the Utah Jazz without everyone playing. And that might be a dangerous game to play, considering it feels like we're Sisyphus rolling the boulder, the stone, whatever you want to call it, the rock up the hill over and over and over again, only to get close to the top before it comes tumbling down once again. You know, the definition of insanity. And it's something that Steph Curry at one point earlier this season brought up to the media in a post-game media session. Like, we know what's the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting a different result. It kind of feels like we're in that circular train of thought for the Warriors, right? They play well. They win 9 of 10. They're giving you the confidence once again. You have some belief. There's a realistic path for them to get to the 8. If they win the 7-8 play-in game, they're the 7 seed. That means you might avoid the Denver Nuggets, and then it all comes crashing down with one game, one loss, and really one poor quarter. One poor quarter for the Warriors tonight is what did them in. They gave up 45 points in the second quarter. They outscored the New Orleans Pelicans by 18 points in quarters 1, 3, and 4 combined, and they lost this game because the second quarter was just that bad. I think a game like this is also what shows why it was so important for the Warriors to try to get to the 7-8 portion of the play-in, and why it made total sense for the Warriors to push themselves really hard last night and tonight. Because the nature of this Warriors team, we've seen it all season long. Maybe you thought that that portion of this Warriors season was behind them, considering they had just won 9 of 10, but it's reared its ugly head once again. The Warriors, bottom line, are a wildly inconsistent basketball team, from game to game at times, but also from quarter to quarter, from moment to moment. And when you are that kind of basketball team, you have some wild, dramatic results, which is what makes a one-game playoff, a do-or-die game, a Game 7-style basketball game, which is what the play-in is, so incredibly dangerous. Because the Warriors are inconsistent, the range of outcomes are so wide, you don't know what you're going to get on any given night. The Warriors could go into a play-in game against the Utah Jazz, against the Spurs. Who knows? And they could lose that game. They have lost that game already this year. But you could also go into a do-or-die game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, against the Boston Celtics, and win that basketball game. The range of outcomes are so wide for this Warriors team. It made getting two shots at the play-in apple, getting to the 8th seed, which was very, very possible tonight, it made that so vitally important for the Warriors. And now, you don't just have two shots to win one. The likely scenario for the Warriors is you have to win two do-or-die games just to make the playoffs. That's why tonight was so important. That's why getting to the 8th seed was so important. And now the Warriors they're not out of luck entirely. There's still a possibility, but they need a lot of help from everybody else to get that done. That's what made tonight hurt so much. Because you saw firsthand why it was so important for them to win this basketball game, and it was the reason they lost this basketball game. They were trying to give themselves a little bit of cushion, but the reason why they need a little bit of cushion is why they lost tonight. A little bit poetic, honestly. It is the problem that has plagued the Warriors all season long. It is that inconsistency, not just game to game, but quarter to quarter, play to play, streak to streak. The Warriors are a streaky basketball team. There were so many streaks in this game. It was a game of runs. The Warriors go on an 8-0 run. Then the Pelicans respond. McCollum makes two consecutive threes. And all of that. It's just what the Warriors have been for a vast majority of this season. And they were not quite able to dig themselves out of this hole. Warriors lose to the Pelicans 114-109. It's Mark Randy with you here on Warriors Wrap-Up on 95.7 The Game. We got just a little bit of time left here for you. If you want to get in before we do sign off, get in now, 888-957-9570. That's also the Xfinity mobile text line. The 510 asking about the top three seeds in the Western Conference. There is a chance that the top three seeds have the same record and the 8, 9, 10 have the same record in the West at the end of the regular season. That is true. How crazy is that? The 510, the same 510 also chiming in that the Warriors will be the first 10 seed to win the championship. I love your confidence, 510. I'm a little doubtful there. We will see. I hope you're proven right. But that seems to be a little bit difficult for the Warriors at this point. Let's see. What else from the Xfinity mobile text line? A couple other things here. If the Warriors were to get eliminated at the play-in, how could we salvage or still call the season a success? That is from the 650. I guess it depends on your perspective and your expectations for this basketball team. I think there's plenty of reasons to be encouraged by what has taken place this year, and it's not because of results or wins or losses or postseason success or failure. It's because you learned a lot about who you are, and you have now a few young pieces that you can build around. You know what they are. That's a positive for the Golden State Warriors. But to the 650, that's a conversation, I would say, for another day. If that day does come when the Warriors get bounced in the play-in, we will talk about it all day on 95.7 The Game when that time does come. But let's get to our hardest worker of the game, which is brought to you by the Alameda County Sheriff's Office, who works hard to serve the community. Are you looking for a career in law enforcement? Learn more about job opportunities at joinacso.com. Our hardest worker of the game tonight, I don't know who to give this one to. Stephen Curry led all scorers with 33 points, but did commit 7 turnovers in this game. I'm not sure I can give it to Steph Curry in this one. CJ McCollum was really awesome. Trey Murphy was great. I think for how this game went, I got to give it to a Pelican, honestly. I mean, Trey Murphy was really good in this game. He had 24 points, 8 of 12 from the field, 6 of 9 from downtown. Coach Kerr said it post-game. He made a lot of deep threes. Steve Kerr was saying how, you know, the Warriors got out to contest, but there were some open looks. But Trey Murphy did hit some tough ones as well. 8 rebounds as well for Trey Murphy. He was a big reason why the Pelicans won this basketball game. If I were to look to the Warriors side of things, someone that did have a really good game was Trayce Jackson-Davis. In his nearly 22 minutes, 5 of 7 from the field for 10 points, 11 rebounds, a double-double for Trayce Jackson-Davis, and he was a plus 12. How about that? In a game in which the Warriors lost by 5 points, Trayce Jackson-Davis was a plus 12. Plus 12, excuse me. That is very rare to see. In a game you lose, that you got someone who is a plus double digit for you. That means in the minutes that Trayce Jackson-Davis did not play, what, the nearly 26 minutes that he was on the bench, the Warriors were a minus 17. Plus 12 with TJD, minus 17 without. A similar story for Moses Moody. He had 9 points in about 19 minutes. He was a plus 5. In his 19 minutes, and I have seen a lot of talk on both the Xfinity mobile text line and the YouTube chat powered by First NorCal Credit Union about some of the rotation decisions. The Warriors put together a big run with Moses Moody and Trayce Jackson-Davis on the floor, and then the Warriors went away from those two and brought in a different group. Now, to be fair, the Warriors did put a run together in the fourth quarter led by Stephen Curry, who was one of those subs. So I get the frustration, and I understand wanting to ride the hot hand, and Trayce Jackson-Davis was a big part of it, and Moses Moody hit a couple of shots as well. But there just was not enough for the Warriors throughout the roster to overcome that second quarter here tonight. Warriors fall to the Pelicans, 114-109. It's not all but over. It's not all but over for the Warriors in the 8th seed. The race for the 8th seed. They would need the Lakers and the Kings to lose on Sunday. The Warriors would need to win on Sunday over Utah for that to happen. But by far, the likeliest two scenarios, the Warriors as the 9 or the Warriors as the 10, we will know mid-afternoon. Mid to late afternoon coming up on Sunday. The game tips off at 12:30. That means Warriors Live on Sunday begins at 11:30. I will be with you on Sunday live from Ballast Point to get ready for that basketball game. Should be a ton of fun. The show begins. Our pregame coverage begins at 11:30. Ballast Point on 16th, just a few blocks west of Chase Center. If you are in the area, if you are going to the game, stop by before the game. They open up at 10. Get ready for the game at Ballast Point. Come and say hi to me. Grab yourself a beer. Grab a burger. The Smash Burger, by the way, really good. You can stop by and grab that. And then head into Chase Center after that. And they're also open for like an hour-ish or so after the game as well. I'll be there pregame, 11:30. The show begins. Warriors live before the game against the Jazz on Sunday, which tips off at 12:30. But if you need your Warriors fix tomorrow, I'll be back on the air in less than 12 hours. What? In about 10 hours. Less than 10 hours, in fact. When Warriors This Week begins at 9 in the morning, 9 to noon, it'll be Dan Devone and myself, 3 hours of Warriors basketball talk. We'll take all of your calls tomorrow. You can get ready, save it into your phone, 888-957-9570. Warriors This Week, 9 to noon tomorrow. It'll be Dan Devone and myself taking all your calls, talking all things Dubs. We'll continue to sort through all the possible permutations for Warriors and the 8, 9, 10 seed. It will be one of those three. We know that for sure. What's the best course of action? Who should Warrior fans be rooting for on Sunday? We will try our best to answer all of those questions for you coming up tomorrow on Warriors This Week, beginning at 9 in the morning right here on 95.7 The Game. All right, that'll do it for us tonight here on Warriors Wrap-Up. Mark Randy with you. The Warriors fall to the Pelicans. Final score, 114 to 109. The Dubs likely going to be the 9 or the 10. We will see if they can catch a mini miracle and work their way back up to the 8. They would need a lot of help from the Pelicans and the Blazers, who play the Lakers and the Kings, respectively, coming up on Sunday. All right, that'll do it for us tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. My name is Mark Granny signing off. I'll talk to you tomorrow at 9 in the morning right here on 95.7 The Game.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.